Imagine a veggie burger that you eat because you want to. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Vegetable-based burgers do not have the best reputation.
We think of it as a patty filled with sawdust and dirt. That's changing.
The food industry is determined to find a delicious alternative to the hamburger that eliminates the thing that makes hamburgers delicious, that being the meat. Sam Sifton, founding editor of New York Times Cooking, says the problem is that vegan chefs have been going at it all wrong.
A burger should not be about making a hamburger out of plant-based foods, right? It's about making a burger.
But other food researchers refuse to give up. They are determined to recreate a vegan version of the real thing. CBS's Vanita Nair talked with one of them.
It's really hard.
Dr. Pat Brown, a former researcher at Stanford University, is the CEO of Impossible Foods.
How many years of thought does this burger represent?
Well, let's see, we have about 80 scientists and engineers, all of whom have been thinking about this, so I guess that would be 400 person years of thought.
Yes, which so far has cost $182 million in venture capital. But does it taste like meat? Could it fool a reporter, like, say, CBS's Vanita Nair?
It definitely has the right texture. It definitely has the right flavor. I wouldn't know it was fake meat.
Bingo! Now all they have to do is get the price down from $182 million. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.